WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and hope it's starting off well for you. It's starting off all right for me. I need another sip of the coffee. Feeling a little bit of the frog in the throat. There we go. That feels better. All right. Well, welcome into the program. We've got a day that's going to be, first of all, a little bit more comfortable weather-wise, but if you're taking a look out the window right now, and I'm staring directly into the sun. Normally in the morning when I come in here, I have to pull all the shades down and the blinds down because the sun just comes in through these windows and it's directly in my face. Whoever designed this studio back in the early days, I don't know if it was our current engineer or if someone else played a part in it, but whoever designed this probably didn't think it through as to, you know, the time of day people would be in the studio and where the sun would be shining, because it shines directly in your face in the morning and it makes it very hard to see things. So normally I have to pull the shades out. I am staring directly into the sun this morning, which is probably not smart. But the reason I'm able to do that is because all of this smoke from Canada, from the fires in Canada, has made it so that there is a coating over the sun. A natural filter. Now, again, don't stare directly at it. Don't be stupid like me. Especially where I'm already having a problem with one of my eyes. I think I have a little, think air got up there from my CPAP mask. Might have been leaking a little bit and irritated my eye. So that's not going to help me to stare at the sun, which is also a great U2 song, Staring at the Sun. But you can see the atmospheric difference here. I heard Barry reference it yesterday as like something out of Star Trek or Star Wars, and that's an accurate description, because looking at it, you know, you can tell it's a round ball, a round sphere. So anyway, keep that in mind. Don't let that fool you, though, into thinking that you can stare at it or that you don't need protection if you go out. I did not, when I went to the feast this weekend, I did not wear sunscreen, sunblock, which normally I do when I'm spending any time outside in the summer, because I do burn pretty easily. But so if you see me and my face and neck are a different color than my arms, I have no explanation, because I was wearing a short sleeve shirt. I don't know why that would have gotten burned, the upper part of me and not the lower part of me. But I look stupid, and I know I do. But then again, I always do, so I'm used to it. So we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. I'm sure there's some reaction to what the City Council President Shane Burgos said on the program yesterday. I mean, I just want people to understand where at least I was coming from in that conversation is, the lack of information coming out about the market basket situation has led to people filling in the blanks. And we just don't know enough information about the situation. As I tried to say yesterday, you know, we can't prove certain things people are saying, but that doesn't mean that they won't turn out to be true. It's just as of right now, we don't know that that's the case. And I think, again, that the fact that there hasn't been any announced sanctions toward Market Basket or fines or anything like that, certainly, even if they thought that Market Basket, they being Homeland Security, thought that Market Basket was at fault, I would have thought we would get a press release that says, you know, we appreciate that when we brought this information to Market Basket, they cooperated with us and, you know what I mean? Like, there would be something that would say thanking them for working with them to figure out the situation, but also, you know, it would say if they were going to face any repercussions from it. And because there hasn't been anything like that in the couple of weeks since it happened, I tend to think that they don't think that Market Basket played a part in this. They don't think that they were culpable. And so that's just the logical conclusion that I'm drawing based on what we know. It could be that, you know, something is brewing and that they do get hit with some sort of fine or some sort of penalty. But I just would have thought we would have heard about it by now. But by the same token, I thought we also would have heard about it if, you know, they weren't. So we can continue to discuss that if you'd like. I just think that the bigger issue here is if you are someone who is working on a work permit, a work authorization, you should be making sure that it's up to date. Even if you have to go to the HR department of your company and say, hey, I'd like to see a copy of that just to see what's going on. Because as someone pointed out in the app chat, they send you reminders in the mail to let you know that it needs to be renewed. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It certainly sounds like it makes sense. But that could also be that, you know, they've moved and they didn't have a forwarding address. It could also be that, you know, they don't check their mail. So, I mean, there's a variety of reasons. And if it is a clerical error, well, then you hope that those people can get that cleared up and get back to work. If not, you hope that the situation is resolved quickly enough that Market Basket can know if they need to fill those positions or not to avoid a disruption in the level of service, especially because with all of the machinations that are going on behind the scenes with the top brass of the company, who knows where things could go in that regard. And also, keep in mind, too, this could be, and again, I have no proof of this, it's just speculation, but this could be something that was brought up by those who were trying to take away the power from those in charge. That they might have said, well, you know what, why don't we do this? That'll be a black mark against them. And if that's the case, then I would definitely think that the company wasn't doing anything wrong, because why would the, I mean, I guess you could suffer the PR hit and say, see, that's what the old administration was doing, the old leadership was doing, and we're not going to do that. And you'd take the penalty to get to that point, but that seems extreme. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. You heard Mike Roberts mention that there were a couple of fatal crashes on Sunday in Bristol County. And one was a car full of teenagers, young people, in which an 18-year-old girl was killed. We also had another motorcyclist killed. Now, no real details on the cause of either crash, but we will let you know if we hear anything more about that, either here on the air or at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But all I can say is, you know, please be as vigilant as you can be on the roads, whether you are, you know, the driver or whether you are a motorcyclist or a passenger. Keep an eye out, because it seems like there's a higher instance than usual of these crashes. Unfortunately, we get them all the time in the summer. More people driving around, more people on the roads, Certainly more people on motorcycles. And I don't know what the increased factors are. Certainly people point to distracted driving. Certainly people point to driving under the influence of marijuana. But sometimes it just also equals out to more cars and vehicles on the road, more crashes. And speaking of cars, I want to give a shout out to Mac Auto on Rivet Street in New Bedford. They are currently closed this week. Well-earned vacation time. They're currently closed. They'll be back open again next Monday. But shout out to them for the amazing job they did on my car. My car that had had years of problems that had built up that I had just been kind of ignoring because I was trying to make that. You know how it goes. You make that decision of, well, how much is it going to cost to fix all this stuff? And is it worth putting that money into it in a car that's, you know, 14, 15 years old? Or is it better to just go and get something else? And my whole thing was I didn't want another car payment. I didn't want to have increased car insurance. I like the fact that my car insurance is around $120 a month. And I didn't want to have to get into a payment of, you know, however much it was going to be per month, especially with the uncertainty with tariffs and how much cars were going to cost more. I just said, this is not the time. And also, I love my car. So I don't want to have to go shop for something else. If I went to get something else, I'd probably try to find another one just like this. I mean, I guess if I had my druthers, I'd get my 1980s Trans Am, but I can't afford that right now. And nobody's financing one of those. So I said, I will just get this one fixed up. And Mac Auto did an amazing job. It's like driving a brand new car. Just going to go back next week when they reopen because the part came in for my air conditioning. And then after next week, I'll finally have air conditioning after about 5 years. I got the tease of it a couple of years ago where another place I had taken it to had fixed it. And they're like, we got it going. We didn't have to put in a compressor. We got it going. Everything's fine. It's blowing ice cold. And I was like, awesome. Went there, picked it up, started driving away. It's blowing ice cold. Man, I had to put on a jacket. It was so cold. And then I got about a mile down the road and it kicked out. So anyway, long story short, take your vehicle to Mac Auto, but just wait till next week when they reopen. 508-996-0500. Also, later on today, we will have our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. We're going to be learning about Damien's Place in Wareham and all the great services that they can offer you. If you are someone who is, you know, deals with food insecurity or somebody who just needs a little help when it comes to providing healthy food for your family, you're going to want to stay tuned for that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, we are going to have Wrestling Wednesday. I don't think that's really going to be a thing, but just for the next couple of weeks, maybe, because we've got two great local wrestling events that are happening. Tomorrow, we're going to be giving away tickets to an event that's happening at Kilburn Mill. And we're going to have on one of the people behind that organization, who's also one of the wrestlers. And we'll have, next week, we'll talk about the House of Brick show that's happening in Fall River. That is a fundraiser for a young man that needs a kidney. And I'll be part of that one as the ring announcer. But also, I've talked some smack to the Thunder from Down Under, Michael Foster, the heavyweight champion, who has been beating me up for years. And I'm ready this time around. I'm going to have eyes in the back of my head. I know the kind of tricks he pulls, and I'm ready for him. He's not getting the jump on me this time. So again, these are great local events that you can take the family to go see. That's the great thing about local wrestling. This isn't, you know, 1998 where small independent groups are trying to be the next ECW to try to get people's attention, where, you know, they're doing barbed wire and broken bottles and all that stuff. Nope. It's family-friendly entertainment. It's a great time to bring the kids. In fact, they play it up for the kids. And these people who are out there putting on the show, the wrestlers, are people from your community. People who work as teachers and bus drivers and work in the supermarkets and, you know, work in restaurants. These are people who are not supporting their family through wrestling because it's something they just do on the weekends. And I mean, I know one who is a teacher. And I'm sure if her students are there, they can't believe the character that she plays in the ring. Because she plays an arrogant, entitled person. And then in real life, she's just the coolest, sweetest person. So, and her husband's a wrestler as well. And the two of them are gloriously obnoxious and so much fun to boo. But they're also the greatest people, the greatest parents that you'll know. So anyway, that'll be tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit of that. And then next Wednesday, we'll talk about the other show. And who knows? Maybe if we make it a thing, we can start getting the WWE to send us over some superstars to pop on now and then. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break. We'll have the news, and then we'll talk with you.
A new probe into Russia and the 2016 elections, potential flooding in the southeast, and some changes coming to Social Security payments.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Another official in the Biden administration scheduled to testify today in the GOP probe of the ex-president's mental fitness in office. Bruce Reed, the former deputy chief of staff for policy, previously agreed to do a closed-door interview, but it's unknown if he will plead the fifth and not answer questions. The probe has been focused on Biden's mental decline and use of an auto pen. Republicans say the auto pen use may make some of Biden's pardons void. The Department of Justice convening a grand jury in the Russia election probe.
Fox News says Attorney General Pam Bondi has signed off on the move. It comes after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released new documents she said proves former Obama officials tried to sabotage President Trump in the 2016 election. Gabbard says the officials acting on the direction of the former president suppressed evidence that showed there was no collusion between President Trump and Russia. I'm Brian Shook.
Tourists from certain countries seeking a visa to enter the U.S. could have to pay up to a $15,000 bond. That's according to multiple reports, citing a notice sent to State Department employees yesterday. Under the program, visa applicants from countries with high overstay rates would be required to pay $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000. The NYPD expanding a pilot program designed to improve the quality of life for New Yorkers. Here's Scott Pringle.
The pilot program launched in April in a handful of places and then expanded earlier last month to Manhattan and the Bronx, and now quality of life teams are being formed for all of Brooklyn. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they'll be addressing things like noise complaints, illegal mopeds, abandoned vehicles, and outdoor drug use.
This isn't broken windows. This isn't about cracking down to prevent crime. It's about restoring order and improving quality of life.
Officials say so far the pilots resulted in hundreds of abandoned vehicles and illegal mopeds towed away and a big reduction in response times to complaints.
A Florida deputy is being praised for his brave removal of an alligator from a swimming pool. Body camera footage shared by St. John's County Sheriff's Office captured the moment. Deputy Richardson initially attempted to capture the alligator with a net before resorting to use his own hands to pull the reptile out of the water. The incident occurred in St. Augustine, where residents discovered the gator enjoying a swim in their backyard pool. The alligator, who was described as super mad, was safely relocated to a nearby pond after being transported in the back of a patrol car. The number of people with COVID-19 in the U.S. is low, but it is increasing.
CDC data based on emergency department visits as of July 29th found that the virus is trending up in many mid-Atlantic, southeast, southern, and west coast states. Emergency department visits were highest for children younger than 4 years old, which experts said makes sense because many remain unvaccinated. Ever since 2020, COVID-19 has peaked twice a year with cases rising in the winter and then again in the summer as travel peaks. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Tennessee death row inmate Byron Black is set to be executed today, his execution moving forward despite his implanted defibrillator. His attorneys had asked that the defibrillator be deactivated. They claimed the device could go off during a lethal injection, causing their client to be shocked. Black was convicted of the 1988 shooting deaths of his girlfriend and her two daughters. Changes are coming for the Social Security beneficiaries who receive paper checks. The Social Security Administration announced that starting on September 30th, it would no longer issue paper checks. Now beneficiaries must opt in to have their benefit payments delivered electronically by direct deposit, or if they don't have a bank account, receive their benefit payments on a prepaid debit card. A Social Security spokesperson said the administration is proactively contacting to alert about the change.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox have won their sixth game in a row, beating the Royals 8-5 at Fenway last night. Those two teams back at it again tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Not a bad start to our Tuesday, but we're still looking out for a little bit of that smoke and haze in the atmosphere from the Canadian wildfires. Now, it's not as bad as yesterday, as cold front's going to come through and help mix up the air a little bit, but we're still keeping an eye out. And if you have, let's say, asthma, COPD, heart disease, anything that can make you a little more sensitive to the air quality, just make sure that you are staying tuned to the forecast. And of course, we'll have more throughout the day. But also in terms of temperatures, we're starting out in the low to mid 60s. Later in the afternoon, upper 70s for the coast, low to mid 80s inland. Maybe a stray shower as a cold front comes through. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty.
And welcome back in. You can call me Al, you can call me Tim, you can call me whatever you want, but just don't call me late for breakfast. Actually, I don't really eat breakfast. Well, that's not true. I usually, as those of you, I got a photo I keep meaning to post on the WBSM Facebook page, but for those of you who haven't heard South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy, I am his personal chef. So every morning when he comes in, I toast him a bagel and I make him a cup of espresso and I bring it in. He's got, I get the little cup for him because I brought an espresso machine in that I got at Savers because I love the one that I have at home. And I saw one at Savers. And I said, I'm going to bring that into the office. And so Chris bankrolls the breakfast. He says, I'll buy the bagels. You cook them. And so each day I make him one, but I keep meaning to put that photo up that I took the other day. So maybe I'll do that today. You can see the superstar treatment that we give Chris McCarthy. But other than having a bagel, like I'm not really a breakfast person when I'm working. It's more like a weekend thing for me. But I heard the news report earlier from Mike Roberts, where he said that that millennials are eating less cereal, that if they millennials aren't eating breakfast either. And I'm not a millennial. I'm a proud Gen Xer. But if they are going to have breakfast, the millennials, they are going to have like eggs or something else. They're not going to have cereal. And I think that's probably because a lot of them grew up in an era where, you know, my generation talked about, oh, that's too much sugar in the morning. But we grew up eating it. We grew up killing a box of cereal every other day in my house. With five kids, you know, the box of cereal didn't last very long. So, I mean, I've tried pretty much every cereal, and I like a majority of them. And every once in a while, I will have some at home. Now, I don't usually eat it for breakfast. I'll have it, like, for dinner. I'll have it when I get home late at night from something, and I just want a little something to eat. I usually go for cocoa or Fruity Pebbles. Those are my favorites. But sometimes also Corn Flakes. Sometimes Frosted Flakes. Again, I don't have it very often, so I just get whatever cereal I want in the moment. But sometimes I like some of the ones that are a little bit better for you, like Cheerios or Rice Chex. A couple of months ago, I got a box of Rice Krispies. And it was, it's not what I remembered. Like, it just tasted like a mouthful of nothing with flavor. So I never finished that box. And then the one cereal I couldn't do when I was a kid, and there was a time when my dad was like, we're going to get healthier cereal for the kids. And he brought home Kix. And I can't do the Kix. Doesn't have any flavor to me. But pretty much any other cereal, I'm down for it. Again, I don't buy it very often, but if I do, you know, I just get what I want. I stay away from the super, super sweet ones, like the, you know, mini Clay's donut cereals and Cookie Crisp and things like that. But I do like the Pebbles. The Pebbles are a favorite. Anyway, 508-996-0500. There's a story that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Listen, everybody that creates content, okay, in New England, people who write articles and create content, I'm going to exclude myself from this because I don't like to think about the winter weather. And that's the only reason why I wouldn't be included in this category. But all the content creators in New England, they love to write those stories about what we can expect from this winter. And they go to every possible source of where that information would come from. They go to the Farmer's Almanac. What is it? As soon as that comes out, what does the Farmer's Almanac say? We're going to write an article about it. In this case of the one we have today up on the website and on the app, it's the NOAA forecast. And everybody wants to, you know, get those articles out because in the middle of summer, the first week of August, people want to start worrying about what the winter is going to be like. And I try to ignore it because most of the time it doesn't even turn out to be right anyway. For example, last year, I think it was the Farmer's Almanac. Last year, the stories were, we can expect a heavy dose of snow. Because it had been a few years since we'd had a significant snowfall, and we could expect that we were going to get walloped with snow last winter. And as you can tell, as you lived through, it didn't happen. I think we had one significant snowfall of like 3 or 4 inches in New Bedford. I know it was more in other places. But that was it. That was pretty much all we got all winter. And it's been that way for a couple of years now. In fact, where I live there for 3 years now. I don't think we've had significant snowfall at all since I've lived there, except for that one storm last year. So yeah, you can say we are due. And that's eventually going to turn out to be right. But this year's prediction from NOAA is that we're going to have a warmer than usual winter. Now, last winter was very cold. Despite not having the precipitation, it was very cold. But this is saying we're going to have a warmer than usual winter, which means, you know, if we do get precipitation, it'll be in the form of rain, which I'm fine with. But then the question becomes, well, if they've been getting it wrong for the last couple of years, saying we're going to get significant snow and we didn't, then shouldn't I be worried in hearing that we're not going to get significant snow and that it's going to be warmer? Shouldn't I be worried that it's going to be the actual complete opposite of that? And kind of I am a little bit. But what can you do? The snow is either going to fall or it isn't. The temperature is either going to drop or it isn't. And there's not much you can do to change it either way. But I will, when snow comes, I will get irritable. I will get angry. Even when I'm at a point in my life where I really don't have to shovel anything anymore. Like, I'll dig my car out. But other than that, I don't have a driveway to shovel. I don't have walkways to shovel. I don't have to shovel out the diner like I used to have to, which is what instilled this natural hatred of snow in me in the first place. Yes, I'll have to drive in it, but other than that, like, it doesn't really affect my life that much, but yet it's still going to make me angry. It's just a natural, or rather unnatural, reaction that I have to it. 508-996-0500. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a snowy winter? Do you think it's going to be a dry winter? Do you think it's going to be cold, warm? Who do you listen to? And do you have a source that you check every year that gives you an accurate prediction? Because I think there's no way to tell in August what's going to happen in December and January and February. You can see and extrapolate what you think might happen, but nothing you can say with certainty. But I'm also not a meteorologist either. So, all right, I got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments.
This is the thing about you. It feels good to be alive. I'm alive and I waited, waited. I'm alive and I waited for this. Right.
And welcome back in. And right here, right now, you can call in at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And right here, right now, or at least coming soon, we're going to have a new cocktail lounge in downtown New Bedford. And you can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But later on this month, Moby Dick is taking its function space and turning it into the launch. So it'll be a new cocktail bar that'll be part of Moby Dick Brewing Company, and the idea is that they're going to have some Prohibition-style drinks, some Tiki-style drinks. You know, it should be a lot of fun. So you can check out that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let's take a quick call before I got one more break I got to get in. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing? You don't sound so good.
No, I'm still sick. So the question is, it's not whether it's going to snow or not. Is Getty got to get better or not?
Oh, I think you will. I think you will.
Yeah, I'm fighting it big time. Well, I know you got to go to break, so I'm not going to talk about what I wanted to talk about. I didn't realize you were going to go right back to a break this quick.
I mean, usually, I've got 3 an hour, so if I've only taken 2, you know that third one is coming.
Yeah, so I won't talk about what I'll talk about. I do want to say to Joyce Friday, her daughter called in and said it was her birthday. And I just want to say happy belated birthday, Joyce. And happy 80th birthday. And she's sweet. I just love when she calls in. And then, like, for me, I got to do my driver's license before my birthday. I got to get better. Because I'm going to have to go in the registry and take my mask off to get my new driver's license picture. And that's not going to be cool. But it will only be just to take the picture. But I don't want to look ugly. It's bad enough how I feel about myself. I don't want
You don't have anything to worry about. Are you a AAA member?
No, I'm not.
If you're a AAA member,
you can...
You can do it at the Fairhaven office. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder if I'm still, he doesn't, obviously he's not driving anymore, but I wonder if I'm still, I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
I think you can go down, you could probably just call down there and ask them, you know, if you became a member today, could you get your license there today as well?
Yeah. So I have till the
14th. So. Oh, there's plenty of time. You'll be up and fine by then.
I hope so, Timmy.
And if not, even if you, as long as you're not driving around, if it takes a week later to go because you don't feel well and you're just driving right to the registry, nobody's going to give you a ticket for that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if I get there. But yeah, all right, honey.
And if they do, you can pull out the podcast of this show and say, see here, I told him and he told me to do it. All right. Well, I'll let you go so that you don't have to keep straining. You feel better soon and you let us know. Keep us up to date.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good morning. All right. We got to take this final break here. We will be right back. All right. Well, we got it in just in the nick of time. We'll take a break here. Coming up for the news, we're going to have your ABC News and then yourself.